Radio.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Good morning. Welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. I'm Matt Monero. My throat is killing me this morning because I puked at my 6:30 workout with my personal trainer doing bent over rows on an empty stomach, and I think he loved every minute of it. So it was nothing but bile coming up, and my throat is scratchy. For that, I apologize. But we don't stop. What do you think I'm going to say? Oh, my throat hurts? Hell, I already had a half a dozen meetings already this morning. I've been talking all morning. Why not go another hour with it, right? Hey, my name is Matt Monero. I'm bringing you the I Need More Money radio show from our studios in Dallas, Texas. We do it every Thursday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, for one simple purpose. I believe everybody needs more money. And I wrote a doggone book about it called I Need More Money. It comes out at the end of the fall. The end of the fall season, beginning of the winter season this year, was picked up by the number one nonfiction literary agent in the country called Dupree Miller out of Dallas, Texas. Dupree Miller does Joel Osteen, Dr. Phil, Tony Robbins. I'm very, very pleased about that, and it's an incredible book. Today's radio show is action-packed. We have callers, and we have open phone lines at 870-330-4930. It's a Q&A session. We went out to social media in the last couple days and we asked our audience, send us your questions about your business and your money. We tried to get 50 questions within a 24-hour period, and I think we ended up with somewhere around 40. JP, who is in the studio with me, JP, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
JP is going to be launching these questions at me in a rapid-fire sort of gunslinging approach today. And we're going to answer them on the air live. If you have any questions, I need you to call me at 870-330-4930. We're going to start with a call right out of the gates. I want to take RJ. RJ, welcome to the I Need More Money radio show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you today?
I'm doing great, buddy. After a quick puke, I'm good, man. You ever puke in one of your workouts?
I guess I must not be pushing myself hard enough because I have not. I've watched guys puke next to me, but I've been fortunate enough not to do that, I guess.
Dude, it's been a long time.
My question to you is, we're in the process right now of doing mid-year reviews, and it plays right into your book, I Need More Money. And one of the conversations I had this morning, and my question to you is, how do you communicate as a leader to non-salespeople the importance of generating revenue in your company?
That's a great question, my buddy. And you and I, you know, I mean, obviously, RJ, you and I are friends. We know each other. We know our businesses. I just had the conversation with one of my operations people this morning. And I brought her into my office to give her a raise. She didn't know I was bringing her in to give her a raise, but I said the word on the street, I opened the conversation with the word on the street is, you're doing your job well. Would you agree with that? And I got her talking about it, and she began to say, yeah, she does think she's doing her job well. And I said, well, tell me why. And she said, because I love helping the sales guys in this organization make more money. And she said, I also love helping hardworking truckers and blue collar towers and construction guys get the equipment that they need to grow their businesses and make more money for their families. So she already had her head in the game of how her job, how her spoke fits into the wheel. And so back to your question, I think it becomes really important that people understand that selling is a different definition, right? In your office and in my office, we have hardcore sales guys, and that freaks out our operations people. So what I try to do, my friend, is I try to advise operations that they are salespeople, but in a different capacity. It's not a greasy, sleazy, hardcore close. It's a support. It's a, you are helping the customer reach the finish line and helping your fellow employees reach the finish line. That's your sale. That's your close. That's your finish. And I think it works. But, you know, just to be perfectly frank with you and the audience, you know it, RJ. I'm not a big why guy. I'm a big stick guy, right? Pull out the big stick and whip somebody with it. And I'm really working on trying to find out what makes a guy tick and what is his or her why, what makes them want to come to the office every day. Because I had a salesperson, this was week four for him, and he did not come into work on Wednesday, yesterday. And in his exit interview with our new VP of sales, he said to him that his why to stay was not as great as his why to leave. And listen, when I can have that happen in a departure, that's a win for me. That means we're talking the right language to our employees. Even when they're leaving for this gut reason of what their why is. And man, I put my head on the pillow real comfortable last night knowing that we tested his why, it didn't work out, and he was comfortable enough to tell us that. And you and I both know, man, I've had ripping and tearing and departures in my office before where, you know, on their way out, I give them one last kick in the butt. And I'm trying really hard to get better at that. So how's that for an answer, my friend?
That's a real good answer. And I'd like to follow up with another question then, actually two-pronged. Let's talk about the gentleman who left. Is there any opportunity to pull that why out during the interview process versus, even though it's a short period of time, that 3 weeks of investing in someone, time, money, and effort?
We did. We really explored that. It's the ultimate. And I actually think that if you and I and any other business owner is not asking that first question in very first interview, tell me what you think your why is as to why the move from what you're doing now to what you're going to be doing here. If we can't laser in on that, and we had shortness in that, the answers for him were tough. Here's why. In this fellow's situation, he's been married 11 years. He came to us. He was a very successful F&I manager in the car business, made 200 grand last year, no children, and plenty of money in the bank. So he does have a difficult why to make this transition for us, because the financial need to be successful here wasn't quite there. The sucking on the boobies of the kiddies wasn't there for him. So he didn't have that pressure every time he went home. And so his why was a little bit light, right? It was okay if it didn't work out here. If he tried and it didn't work out, he had plenty of money in the bank. He could go back to the car business and still be successful. So he didn't have a super strong why. Whereas I have another car guy, Sean, who has had a one-year-old when he came to work with us and realized that the car business was going to tell him he couldn't go see her soccer games on Saturdays. And he said, I'm not going to live like that. And he had a massive why, even when he struggled here, and now he's very successful. That why was so compelling that it made it easier for him to stay. So it's a really important question, in my opinion, if you want to run a great company, and I know you already run a great company and you want to make it bigger just like I do, you have to connect to the why. Here's the deal, RJ, ready? Real quick on the why. Number one, it helps you understand who this person is and what makes them tick and all that stuff. But as the business owner, guess what else it does? The second reason you need to know the why is it builds an insurance policy for you so you don't have to come in on Monday and five of your employees left because they hate your guts. So you got to ask the question of what is your why and what makes you tick to the employee base. It's mission critical for good leadership. Hey, what's that second question, buddy? We got about 2 minutes left in this segment.
The second question is back to the person that you brought into your office this morning in regards to the to the increase in compensation, which leads to your book, I Need More Money. What was her response to you when you told her the news?
She got a little teary-eyed.
Did she really?
Yeah, she got a little teary-eyed. And to tell you the truth, I get a little teary-eyed because I think you and I both look at ourselves as a leadership standpoint of how did we get so lucky that we get to be the holder of the cards, that we have the ability to help a person, an employee, a customer, a vendor in that capacity. I mean, that's, you and I both know that it's far more than just managing for growth, that you and I were lucky. Maybe even it was divine intervention that we were tapped by the gods, that we could be so fortunate that we could be a person that could help somebody like that. Some business owners think it's control and all that sort of stuff. You and I don't look at it like that, right?
No. It's the effect of, the way I look at it, it's not the effect of her, but it's the effect of her family, the effect of her family, extended family, driving commerce. There's such a ripple effect when that takes place, as well as what you and I do in helping business owners across the country acquire the equipment fast, easy, that they can go and generate revenue. We drive the economy, and that's my why every single day.
And if more business owners could tap into what you and I are talking about here, it will make small business better. My man, you're my friend. I respect you. I love that you called into the show. Thanks so much, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In the know, I'm Barbara Fox. Abnormal uterine bleeding, or AUB, which can affect 1 in 5 women at some point in their lives, is a regular bleeding that is longer or heavier than usual and can affect a woman's quality of life. There are treatments for AUB, and it's important that women know about their options. Dr. Jessica Shepherd tells us more.
In my office, I use the NovaSure procedure, a one-time non-surgical treatment that takes around 5 minutes to perform. I use the NovaSure procedure because it's easy, effective, and has a long safety history.
The minimally invasive, non-hormonal, and cost-effective treatment has a high rate of success and patient satisfaction, supported by the more than 2 million women treated over 14 years.
It's important that women know all of their options for AUB so they can decide with their doctor the best choice for them.
For more about the risks and benefits of the NovaSure procedure and to find a doctor near you, go to NovaSure.com. For NovaSure, I'm Barbara Fox, and now you're in the know.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Segment two of the I Need More Money radio show coming to you right now from our studios in Dallas. I'm your host, Matt Monero. My buddy RJ Grimshaw, the CEO of Unify Equipment Finance, joined me for the whole first segment. I love what RJ's doing over there at Unify. He's a true leader. He's got a new book coming out about his version of leadership. I can't wait for that. Follow him on Twitter at RJGCoach. RJGCoach. Hey, listen, we promised a Q&A session here, lightning round. So, JP, let's get on and drop a couple questions on me real quick from our audience.
Okay, the first question is from Becky Brasfield. She wants to know, what's one tip that you can give for negotiating for your salary?
One tip that you can negotiate for your salary. The first thing you got to do is ask. You got to ask for a raise. You got to ask for more money because it creates the litmus test. What's the litmus test? Whether you're worth it or not. Do you bring more value to the organization than you cost the organization? Because when you ask for the raise, that will be the determining factor. And if you do bring more value, you will get your raise. If you don't, you will know you got to get back to work on it. First thing to do when you're looking for more money is ask. What you got, JP? Give me another one.
Yeah, so Michelle Rutt asks, what was your biggest failure and besides wanting to go big?
What was my biggest failure? I've had so many failures. Really, so many failures. But my biggest failure, without question, is twofold. The first is that I didn't dream big enough. I never saw a big business. I saw a business in which I could eke out a living that was maybe better than my old man or my neighbor or my friends. That was a huge mistake. The second thing that I have failed at is I have failed at my health. My business has hurt my health. The stress of running my business and growing my business and getting it to what I consider to be a meaningful level of 100 million plus has hurt my health. My 30s and early 40s, I spent virtually zero time on my health. I did run some triathlons during that period of time, but I was never consistent about it, and I had paid the price. I put on a lot of weight. At one time, I think my peak was 333 pounds. I'm down to somewhere around 285 right now, and I'd like to get down to about 260. That'd be a decent weight for me. But you know, if you put the math to that, that's somewhere around 80, 90, 100 pounds that I put on during my business career, and that was a huge regret and failure on my part. What else you got? Let's take one more.
Yeah, she says, have you ever felt that you couldn't grow fast enough, and how did you fix it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it took me 18 years to get to 36 million bucks and 18 months to get to 100 million bucks. So I was frustrated with it forever. How did we fix it, though? That's really her important question. And you fix it by building, probably ripping and tearing your company to shreds and rebuilding it with new goals, new dreams, new org chart, new company culture that is much, much bigger than what you originally set out to do. And we did that. In 2003, we ripped and tore the business apart from a company culture standpoint. That made a huge change. And then in 2009, we really went for the revenue growth, and it began to change everything for us. So dream bigger about your business in the first part, and really test company culture, the like-mindedness, and how big do you think the company can get. Hey, JP, let's take a quick break on that because I've got a caller here. I want to take Steve. Steve, welcome to the I Need More Money radio show.
Hey, man, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How about you, buddy?
Hey, not too bad.
Let's get into it, my friend. What's on your mind?
Hey, not too much. I had a few questions. I work in the, I think it's a sales background. And, been doing it 12 years, and obviously technology's evolving. Markets are changing. But I was kind of divulge back into some of the, core parts of...
Well, what's your question? Steve, get right to the question. Just hit me with the question, sure. Baby. Nothing's off ground. Nothing's off limits. Hit me with the question.
What would be some advice in selling value over price when everyone's so concerned about their bottom lines and clients only see dollar signs?
Yeah. Everything's commoditized. Every buyer is really, for the most part, only interested in price. And the relationship sale, the value add sale, is very, very hard to pull off these days. Let me ask you a question. How much money did you make last year as a salesperson?
About $200,000.
Okay, so you're a good earner. Where do you think that ranked you in the company? How did $200,000, where did you sit on the leaderboard?
In a medium-sized company, top five.
On the top five? That's strong. What'd the number one guy make?
He was just over 500.
Okay. So here's what I'm getting at. The first thing a sales guy has to do, regardless of the product, whether it's value add, commoditized pricing, whatever, you have to test the platform that you're in. Because in order to put in the right amount of effort to really figure out the question that you asked me, you need to make sure that it's worth it. And so in your world, it sounds like it is worth it, where you could go from 200, you could still double your income, and you still wouldn't be the top guy. That tells me that you're in a platform that gives a good benefit for the people who are willing to put in the effort. Would you agree with that about the platform that you're in?
100%.
That's killer, because most people, Steve, don't understand what we just talked about there. Like, listen, if you're making Subway sandwiches and you want to be a millionaire, you're in the wrong platform. Most
right.
people are in the wrong platform for their dreams and their goals and their ambitions. You're in the right platform. So as we get down to the price versus value, here's my stance on it. It's tough. The buyer base is very much not interested in your value add and your relationship. The ball games, the fishing trips, it doesn't go as far as it once did. So you need to make sure that you can sell your product competitively enough to win the business. And if that doesn't produce enough margin or rev, you need to sell more of it. It's not a pretty picture right now. Everything is commoditized. Now, the one place you can differentiate yourself from everybody else, as we do in my office, Steve, is people will pay for your expertise. And so the only value add that you should be laying in is problem-solving expertise for your customers. In other words, anticipating the problem that they have before they know the problem exists, and then you become the fix-it. That's how you can command a higher price. But the value add of speed and time, and I'll return your phone calls, man, everybody's doing the same thing. So there's not much value add to that anymore. I hope that answered your question. Let me ask you, did it help you see it differently?
Yeah, that was great. I don't want to be content, so I want to double, triple, and be that number one guy.
Yeah, listen, you be that number one guy and you're making $500,000 plus, you're in a great spot to put away, to stack and rack cash and get rich. That's the number, my friend, and you're in the right platform. So killer question, buddy. Keep it up. Talk to you soon.
I appreciate it.
Stick around for segment 3. We're coming back with more lightning round questions.
This is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Welcome back. The I Need More Money radio show. Listen, we just had a great question from a caller named Steve, a high-producing sales guy making 200 grand a year, puts him in the top five of his company, was asking, how do we handle value add and relationship selling when customers just want low price? In the studio with me right now, I have this cooler next to me. It's called an Arctic cooler, and it's basically the knockoff of a Yeti cooler. For those of you who know what a Yeti cooler is, it's like the Cadillac of coolers. They're like 400, 500, 600 bucks. And this company, Arctic, has come out and produced almost an exact version of it for half the price. And guess what? There's a two-month back order to get them. Now, they're also being sued by Yeti for patent infringement. We'll see how that plays out. But to my point to Steve is, the marketplace always cares about price. Price will drive market share. Look at a place like Walmart, where you can't even get a guy to talk to you. There's not one person in Walmart who can educate you on a product that they have for sale. And people shop there in droves. So if you're in the product selling business and you have to sell your product through value add and relationship, my suggestion to you is find another product to sell. Go to the low price leader, use your expertise to overlay that low price with value add and service, professionalism, relationship, and guess what? You'll have the fattest margins in the company because you can charge more for that. But if you have to lead with value add because your core price is out of line with the marketplace, you're going to have a problem. Just like Yeti is going to have a problem, because Yeti is going to have to lower the price of their coolers to compete with Arctic. Period. End of story. Some people will want the name of Yeti on their cooler, and some people will want the half price. My argument is most people will end up wanting the half price, and so guess what? Yeti, who's enjoyed these big fat margins, is going to get heavily price compressed in the next 12 to 18 months. Hey, let's go to Joey. We got Joey on the board here for another call. Joey, welcome aboard. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, how are you? You just kind of answered my question with those coolers, but basically, I have a DJ business, okay? And as far as being a businessman, I'm not that much of a businessman. I'm more of a good DJ. But my question would be, DJs in my area charge double to triple what I charge, and I do the same thing. The difference is, if I follow those DJs, they're doing one or two jobs a month, and I'm doing about eight jobs a month. I feel like getting out there and doing eight jobs a month keeps me out there, keeps me getting more jobs, keeps me networking. It branches out my business than sitting around every weekend waiting for that one big job at the end of the month. It's kind of like I get left at charging so less, and people think that you're probably not that good because your price is not that great. But when they find out I'm doing the same thing, my business in the last year, just from Facebook alone, expanded from maybe three jobs a month to like eight to nine jobs a month.
So let me give you the tip on this one.
Let me just talk about Walmart. All right, go ahead.
Well, let me give you the tip on the DJ business, because as you know, something's happened in the last 5-6 years in the DJ business where, you know, guys like Paulie D will get hired by the Rio to be their in-house DJ and make 20 grand every night. So that something has radically changed in the DJ business that made it very cool, and a lot of guys get paid big money. The reason that you can get paid big money is because you are the problem solver. We're in graduation season, so I'm sure you've been busy with it. Let's just say this. Your kid is going off to college, and you want to have an end of high school graduation. Right. Joey gets to charge more for that because Joey gets to be the problem solver. You get to go to the mom who's worried about the cake, the decorations, the invitations, the weather, how is it going to go, and you get to say to her, you may pay me a little bit more, but I'm going to be here on time and you won't have to worry about me one iota. Now, that is solving a problem that you can charge more for. I'm the guy who will pay you more, because of you coming to me and saying the last thing, you have a long list, Mrs. Monero, of all these things to pull off this party, and you, by hiring me, right, you can cross DJ off. So my recommendation to you is, you don't, in your business, pal, if you are truly a problem solver and you have the ability to put that mind to ease, in your world, you can charge more for that.
Right. All right. So here's the second half of the question.
Yep.
People ask about packages. They say, does it include this? Does it include this? I show up to every event with everything because I look at it as I'm marketing myself. It's a showcase for myself. I don't like to go half-assed and save $50.
Yeah.
Say, oh, yeah, you want to save $50. I want to show up with everything. So I have a one-set price, which is like nobody else has it that way. I like to show up. I don't like going to a job and charging somebody less money. The party's really good, but I don't have my lights with me because they saved $100. It makes me look bad. Think about it. It makes me look bad, and as far as networking and people at the party wanting my card and all that crap, I don't look as good as I should.
I couldn't agree more with you more, man. There is no a la carte pricing in the DJ business, if you ask me. It's me. It's my music. It's my. I bring my own power. I bring my lights. I'm a professional. I know how to get the energy going, and I am a turnkey operation. And when you hire me, you will have no problems because I do what I say. If you have a few reviews or some references that can verify that and that you did that, I'm telling you, man, a higher level clientele would pay someone in your business more money because of the problem that you allow them to check off. So here's one last takeaway for you, Joey, because I think I really get what you're asking me. Move up the food chain with your client base too, man. Go for richer people because rich people understand what we're just talking about here. They understand that if they don't want you to go cheap on the lights and all that sort of stuff, but they don't even know what the hell to ask for. Like, to be honest with you, if I hired a DJ, I wouldn't even know necessarily to ask about lights. So tell me that you're bringing lights and all that sort of stuff, don't give me the choice. Man, I'm hiring you. And so I think you could make so much money in the DJ business right now, like multiple six figures. And if you play social media right and you really actually leverage your brand and all that stuff, dude, you could be getting hired by hotels and big parties to make serious money. Man, I've seen some DJs are making tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
You
all
know?
Right. Well, hey, listen, so you agree with the one set price, showing up at the foot. All or nothing. That's my thing is show up with everything or don't do it at all.
I couldn't agree with that more, man. I think an a la carte price package, that's going to do is get somebody nickel and diming you, especially if it's a lower end client.
Gotcha. All right, cool.
All right, Joey. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate you very, very much. Continue good luck, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, JP, let's rock and roll with some more questions, man. Let's go back to lightning round.
Yeah, absolutely. This kind of ties in with Joey's question. Matthew Soto asks, what's the best way to leverage your time for your growing business, family, and or personal life?
Good question. I think we get that question a lot from people. I think it's a challenge that every business owner has. But it's not just the business owner's problem. Isn't it everybody in the business? I mean, don't you have the same problem? How do I juggle my wife, my baby, my time? How do I keep my energy up in all of those areas? I mean, it's a stressful situation to live and work today. So here's my answer to it. You can't. There isn't. There is no magic formula, man. The only way to properly answer that question is be present. So if you get home from work and the baby wants to play with the baby for that 30 minutes. But what most of us end up doing is we play with the baby for 2 hours and we're not even there. Right? We're thinking about other stuff. We're mad. We're unhappy. Lock and load, man. Compartmentalize and be present where you are for that period of time. Look, my 14-year-old, he literally wants 5 minutes of my undivided attention, and then he wants to go do his own thing.
Yeah.
So if I keep calling him back and nickeling and diming him for me, that's not it, man. So when I come in and he wants to wrestle and punch and, you know, say, you want some of me? Yeah, I want some of you. Let's go for 5 minutes right now. And then I know he wants out to go hang with his buddies. So that the answer to that question is you won't fix that problem. There is no great answer to it. Do your best to be present in the environment that you are in for the period of time required.
You know, my wife always tells me, oh, I didn't have time to do something. I'm like, you didn't have time or you didn't make time? All right, so Chris William Fry asks, if people cared less about what others thought, do you think that we'd have more successful entrepreneurs?
If people cared less, no. I believe what other people say does matter. I really do. Here's the thing that entrepreneurs don't do, though. They never go to enough people and ask them, what do they think about them? In other words, JP, what do you think about me as a leader would be a question that I would ask you, because we're afraid of what you're going to tell me. I'm afraid of what you're going to tell me, right? And so we never ask the question, and so we end up trying to pretend that what other people say doesn't matter. It's not true. What other people say does matter. Sometimes you're going to have to push through it and go against the grain, but you need to ask more people, what do they think about you? That's a good one. That's a good question. Hey, stick around. Segment 4, coming right back.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more on your federal or state income taxes, I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS, with their Fresh Start initiative, is offering more flexible terms to Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. They can help you lift your wage garnishments, stop bank levies, and put your tax problem behind you once and for all. If you owe tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS or state, our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, we can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your debt for far less than what you owe. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642. 888-794-1642.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the
the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
We're back. Last segment of lightning round questions from our Facebook audience. Some amazing stuff going on from entrepreneurs and business owners and people who are looking to get started. JP's feeding them to me here. Let's just keep it going, JP. What we got?
Yeah, so Chad Pittenger asks, what do you spend the majority of your time thinking about when it comes to your potential?
It's a super question about potential. Man, I really blew it. I mean, I don't know why nobody teaches this subject in school, this idea of what are we capable of achieving, right? I just don't understand it. I mean, we're learning about American history, and no one is teaching us about the importance of reaching our potential. I never got it on the home front either. Nobody ever taught me it either. No one ever. In my house, we never talked about what I was capable of achieving. And so I never understood what I was capable of achieving. So I set my own goals, which basically were, how can I beat my neighbor? How can I beat my friends? How can I beat my old man? And I wasted so much time. Man, I wasted a decade of my 21 years in business not understanding that I was capable of so much more. So to answer Chad's question, how do I focus on time and attention when it comes to my potential is, man, I try to get really uncomfortable a lot. Because the only thing that I know for sure is that when you start to touch your potential, you only realize that you got more potential. That's a Grant Cardone quote. And when I read it, it opened up my eyes. And now that I do it, he's right. Here's the other thing, though, that's not a Grant Cardone quote. It's a Matt Monero quote. There ain't no finish line. So everybody thinks that it's going to end. It doesn't end. Because as you touch the finish line, all you say is, man, I got more. I liked it. I want to keep going. So this idea that we're living to finish is absurd. We need to live, baby. It's a great question by Chad.
So Dr. Linda Pearson asked a question that's kind of along the same line. It says, do you advocate pushing yourself at a level that freaks most people out?
Yes, of course. That's a good place to be. Getting comfortable being uncomfortable is a necessity. The definition of uncomfortable, though, for most people is wrong. I mean, look, you could look at uncomfortable as a Navy SEAL carrying a telephone pole, soaking wet telephone pole through the water after they've been up for 36 hours. That's uncomfortable. And most people think that going to work 41 hours a week is uncomfortable. I mean, most people have a very low version of what uncomfortable is. So with 100,000%, I agree that you should push yourself at levels that freak people out. Some people will dislike it, and you might motivate a few other people along the way to push harder.
So Frankie's Towing says, sales versus politics, how far should you push it?
I don't even know what that question means because politics is so unimportant to me. I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care whether it's Donald or Hillary. It's totally 100% irrelevant to my goals in life. What I need from the marketplace, the market share that I need to provide financial security for me, my family, my employees, my vendors, my clients, has nothing to do with who is in the White House. So without question, my man at Frankie's Towing, sales. Sell more, worry about politics less.
So Jacob Chapman asks, what's your passion?
Then I think that question just, the previous question just jumped on. My passion is, man, I need more money. I need more freaking money. I need to help myself, my family, my in-laws, my clients, my vendors, my employees to get financial security. And I'm passionate about that. Dude, I started from zero. So I got a long way to go to get to that so-called finish line. I have more work to do. 99% of the people on the planet have a lot more work to do. So I'm passionate about getting financially secure and helping as many people around me do the same damn thing.
So Jordan Thomas asks, what's the best offline method for book marketing?
Book marketing is brutal. It's nasty. There's no money in books. I've got two of them. There's no money in books. Books are only for exposure and to get known and to help more people. Two takeaways for my man Jordan. You have to be ready to speak for free a lot. This idea that you're going to write a book and all of a sudden you're going to get paid 10 or 20 or 30 grand to speak is hogwash. You're going to get paid zero to speak. In fact, it's going to cost you because you're going to pay your own gas and you're going to bring copies of your self-published book and no one's going to buy them, so you're going to give them away for free. So how do you do it? Heavy on social media. Speak at local organizations, your Kiwanis Club, your Chamber of Commerce, your local book club. Get in at the schools. Certainly try to become an expert in your space at a trade show or conventions. And here's a major takeaway that most people really understand when it comes to writing a book. You better know your stuff. Because if you write a lousy book that doesn't give the audience or the reader any takeaway, nobody cares about your book. Take an opinion, take a stand, put it down on paper, and there is an audience for it. Give me one more, buddy.
Okay, it says, this is from Morgan Alexander Hall, and he says, what are your requirements when people are looking for your mentorship?
I don't have any requirements about my mentorship. I don't do mentoring like that. I mean, I think we're mentoring in my office, as I think you know. I think we try to facilitate that type of an environment where we help each other here. But going out to the marketplace and helping mentor other people to me is too much of a challenge for me as I'm trying to continue to grow my business. So I don't have that as an option. I don't have that as an option in my world. Hit me with one more. We got 1 minute left.
So this is from Jamie Waite.
Yep.
And she says, I go back and forth.
Jamie's a guy. Super guy.
Cool. Says, I go back and forth between building my AC business bigger or keeping it small, requiring less management, and using the funds to build up his real estate game.
Yep.
Is it worth it for him to slow down the income of the AC business to start?
No. Absolutely not. Listen, the machine needs tokens. Stay with the core business. Grow it bigger, fatter, stronger. You can find trusted people who can help you manage that business and then take the positive cash flow from the rev gen that comes from that primary business and start putting it into the secondary business. But never take from one bucket to fill the other. That's a great question. Jamie Waite is growing a fantastic business here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Hey, guys, that's the completion of the I Need More Money radio show. Hope you enjoyed it on the lightning round Q&As. You can always send me questions of anything on Facebook. Follow me, Matt Monero, on Facebook, Twitter, etc. Till the next time we talk. Thanks.
The The opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.